Well, we always like to visit here with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, and we talk about so many different topics and subjects. I can't think of anything in my life more important, though, honestly, with the ups, the downs, the sideways that go on with it, than family. And how you keep your family together, how you build strong family relations that last the long term. And in our modern society, people moving about, being separated across country, something that didn't happen in quite the same way in previous generations, but it certainly does now. But we can be connected in a lot of ways, too. How do you go about doing that? Let's visit with him this morning. Morning, Doc.
Well, good morning, Dave. Good to talk to you on this winter wonderland morning,
absolutely.
I might add.
Absolutely. And I know this is a subject that you're very close to. You've got a family, a tight family, an extended family. Yeah, I know you work overtime to try to make the connection that keeps people together. You're kind of like the patriarch there. You are. And you learned some lessons from those who came before you, too, didn't you?
Well, that's really true, because my father always made the comment, my mother, but the comments were family, 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 you know, and this came as my dad. I'm just using my dad's example, shared from his father before him and his father before him. So I think we carry on traditions. I think these are important, that we do things. There are things we can pray together, we can eat together, we can travel together. We can make sure we keep in communication on the phone through the form of pictures and communication if we don't see each other. But the main thing is that we become one, okay? Part of a family, the idea is that there's a group of people and they have certain characteristics, they have certain commonalities, and they work together. They communicate with each other. They definitely share time together. Whether it's, you know, it can be a cottage, it can be family vacations, it can be family meals, games together, that you build these traditions that people look back in their lives and they can share. And when they get together, they have these commonalities, these experiences. And I think we also have to be able to deal with crises when problems occur in a family. If there's a death, if there's a divorce, if there is a death, what in terms of the sharing and coming together and being willing to help and give emotional, it can be financial, it can be spiritual, whatever the support is, that's part of being a unit, part of being a family. And we do live in a world where so many children have grown into adults, have their own children, and they never really came from homes that had any stability or had any of these, we'll call them shared activities, these e pluribus unum, you know, meaning one from many, you know, this type
of
thing.
Sure, right.
And as a result, they don't know what to do. So I think that the more that we can be talking and sharing and helping and giving examples of what a family is, what a healthy family is, we have to realize that we're not just dealing with ourselves and our children, but we're dealing with the generations. It's like in your case, Dave, in terms of family. Your father may not be with us here, but right now, what came to you from your mother, your father, your family, those are things you're carrying on with a close family, a very good relationship, loving relationship with your wife, and it goes on and on and on. But it does require work. It requires effort. It requires sometimes giving up what we might even want to do on a given time because we're doing something that the family needs. So I think
that's true, and it requires them putting up with me, which is, you know, my wife gets sainthood for that. But I think about how difficult it is for, and how grateful I am that somebody like you mentioned, my dad, he's not with me anymore, but he was lucky. How was he lucky? But Doc, he was an orphan. He was orphaned in that word, in every sense of that word, at a very young age, when both of his parents died, dad during World War II, his mom shortly thereafter, and yet other families stepped up and made sure that he had a strong family structure. He didn't have to go somewhere else, and they stepped into that void in ways that you would hope that people would do now, but it doesn't always work that way. And so he was unlucky, but he was also lucky in that sense. And he passed that on. And I think that's when I see people who get by today without that and still manage to do well with their families, I say that they're pretty strong people, because it has to be tough. That has to be very difficult to not have a role model that way.
Well, that is true, and that's a wonderful story, Dave. I've known you for, golly, 30 years or many years, and I've never heard that before your father. I think it's a great story, but I also think it shows the sense of family, the sense of we pick up, we work together, the good times, the bad times, just like when you marry, you know, marry for the better and the worse, you know, this type thing. But we stay together. So I think that's important. Also, just a little word on spirituality. I know a lot of people don't have that in their life, but if, I do believe that that can be something very critical where people can share some spiritual beliefs. And if not even the spiritual in the sense of God, which I do feel is positive, very positive for people to have, but also a sense of right and wrong where we really train people and teach people there really are things that are right, there are things that are wrong. Not that we don't all fail along the road of life when we try to implement, but we know what they are. And I think if we do that and we teach people teamwork, togetherness, loving, sharing, as a family, that these are the type of characteristics that we want to be expressing in our immediate family and then spreading it out to the people we work with, the people we interact with. I just know that there are so many people, we see this not work, we see it in life, you certainly see it yourself, people that are so much alone out there. They don't have anybody they can really work with. They feel this isolation, and they have no sense of family. And I say in those cases, you need to find people that you really can care and love for, may not be the immediate blood family, but you want to find a community, if you will. It can be a church, it can be a group of people that share your values, your ideas, where you can feel a sense of belonging, and also a group that is doing good for the community, good for themselves, good for each other. That sense of unity family, which a tribe, if you will, that people really need. And in this world now, boy, Dave, you mentioned before, people are traveling, people are coming, people are being raised by this parent, that step-parent, this person. There's really a need to be able to pull things together and really develop this sense of family that I think we've been losing a lot of in the last few generations.
It's awfully important. DrJohnB.com is the website. The podcast are there. This one will be there shortly as well. You can peruse at your heart's content. Contact them at Regional Psychological Services, of course, in beautiful East Lansing, Michigan, where the snow is coming down today, and hopefully we'll start to clear that out the next time we visit. Dr. John Braccio, our guest, as always, great to talk to you, Doc.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Bye-bye.
Keep it safe out there. More ahead, Super Tuesday, the vote. It's underway. This is the Morning Wake-Up, 1320 WILS.